back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network, which is coming to you from the Capital Region International Airport, which is where our studios are located, as a matter of fact. I'm Chris Holman. We're going to run down to Detroit right now. We're going to spend a little time with Rodney Cole. He is the president of DTE Foundation and the DTE Corporate Citizenship at, of course, DTE Energy. Rod, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Chris, it's always an honor to be with you, and I'm doing well, and hope the same for you.
All right, you got to raise your bar a little bit. All right, we're still in the beginning of 24, so tell me about DTE's foundation and the impact on 24.
Sure. So let's take a look back at 2023. You know, we had our focus in six priority giving areas. Those are basic human needs, education and employment, economic progress, arts and culture, community transformation, and the environment. Through our partnerships with nonprofit partners in those key areas, you know, we provided that the foundation almost $17 million in grants in partnership with our nonprofit partners supporting programming across the state of Michigan. And that represents over 300 nonprofit partners across the state of Michigan. So we're really proud of those partnerships. The foundation gets nothing done by itself. It's all about our partnerships with our nonprofit partners. So we're exceedingly proud of the work. Looking into 24, we're looking to, you know, have the same type of impact within the state.
Well, as a matter of fact, that's a great segue. Let's go, because that was the next thing I was going to ask you. What are you looking for in 24?
You know, one of the things that we're looking at in 2024 is, you know, the charge within the foundation is that, you know, we've got some core work with core partners that we want to make sure that we are able to maintain because of the impact that they're having in community, again, across all those pillars. But at the same time, we've got to be strategic and innovative. So we've got to continue to push forward. And one of the initiatives that we're working on, or that's, you know, a flight that is really a request for ideas. So it's new for the foundation, for the DTE Foundation, but it's $150,000 for up to two nonprofits in our community transformation space. So, you know, we have sort of opened the door there for folks to share with us ideas in that space. And I know what the question is going to be for folks, so let me just jump right to that. If folks want to know more, they can visit empoweringmichigan.com/foundation. So all the details regarding the criteria that we're using, things of that nature, are located right there on the website, empoweringmichigan.com/foundation. But we're really excited about that. And that's new for 24 for us, that opening for requests for ideas.
So what was the driving factor, you know, behind this program?
Well, really, it's important for us, again, to kind of maintain that being strategic. So the foundation, in our view of our work, has to be dynamic to make sure that we are really meeting the needs that are in the community and that we are able to do that. And again, at the same time, not sacrificing some key work and key partnerships that we need to have. And we've always got to be pushing ourselves to be innovative and not stagnant in how we're looking at understanding and meeting need within the community.
And these are like kind of community reinvestment things that you do that a lot of companies don't. So I applaud you for stepping up on that. What are some of the outcomes that you're looking for as a result of this community transformation grant program?
We're looking at the programming that folks can share. Well, I'll say internal and external. So internal for us, it's outcomes. We're looking at how do we identify new work that's out there that we may not be aware of that's impacting community. Also, how are we making sure we're staying connected? That's internal. And then also new partners for us that will come through that. And externally, what we're looking at is this body of work that is really impacting community and in an innovative way so that it allows for, you know, transformation at the community level. That includes business, that includes residents, that includes everyone. So we're really interested in how organizations are looking at approaching that work. So interested in seeing the kind of ideas that we get submitted to us.
Rod, you have a huge footprint. When you say community, give a little definition of that.
Thank you. So 100%. So for us, our footprint is, of course, Southeast Michigan, where we've got a heavy customer presence and we've got a heavy community presence in Southeast Michigan, but also West Michigan, all the way up into Northern Michigan. So we have a presence there And those communities are where our employees live and the customers that we serve. Those are the areas and communities when I speak of that. Southeast Michigan, West Michigan, all the way up into the UP is what we're looking at.
So, Roz, is there anything else? We got about 30 seconds. Is there anything else we can look forward to from you guys this year?
Yeah, we're just excited about continuing to keep a focus on equitable grant making so that access and support are really high and important to us. So, yeah, as we continue to do our work, we keep that lens on equity and how we do our grant making. So we'll sustain that through 2024 and beyond.
Well, you're doing great work in not only supplying a service, but also taking care of your community. Rod Cole is the president of DTE Foundation and the DTE Corporate Citizenship at DTE Energy. Rod, it's always good to spend time with you. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.